Those expecting a spar over the panhandling issue at city council today may have been disappointed. The council instead sought stats on the homeless and impoverished population, as well as things like the number of beds available on any given night. What they heard wasn't pretty. Ramey Knuckles, CEO of the Hillsborough County Homeless Coalition, said there aren't nearly enough beds available for everyone who has no place to go.
In 2009, we had nearly 10,000 homeless men and women and children. And that did not include those who were doubled up at the time. For the community, you hear about it from the community, and people say, well, just go to those local organizations because there are services.
Knuckles said that a 2009 homeless count found that some 10,000 homeless people dwell in Hillsborough County. The coalition is still tabulating numbers from a similar survey it conducted weeks ago, and this will be the first time the survey included a question about panhandling. He said the 2009 count found 6 to 8 people for every shelter bed in the county.
For emergency shelter, so the community understands, we only have 349 emergency shelter beds for families and individuals. We have 785 transitional housing beds in this community. We have 25 safe haven beds for individuals who have a mental illness.
25.
And permanent supportive housing beds, we have 682.
Knuckles said there's a myth that people from up north flock to the Tampa Bay area to be homeless in the sunshine, but that statistics tell a far different story.
When we conducted our count in 2009, 88% of the homeless individuals who were surveyed said they became homeless in Hillsborough County and they had lived here for more than a year.
Steve Vick, general manager for the Salvation Army of Hillsborough County, said homeless shelters provide beds for a surprisingly diverse range of people.
In our shelter, we have housed a Hillsborough County school teacher, nurses from local hospitals, school bus drivers, a Publix assistant manager, bank tellers, plumbers, electricians, people who have jobs but still can't afford to live outside of a homeless shelter.
As the crippled economy has made it tougher for many people to get by, it has also put a strain on the charities that help the poor and homeless. Many nonprofits rely on donations and government grants for funding, but both resources are drying up. Vic said he's worked for the Salvation Army for 25 years, and he's never seen donations dwindle so drastically as they recently have.
This by far was the worst Christmas time, which is our largest time to get donations, that I've ever seen. We usually have money held over to help us pay bills until July from Christmas. At the end of January, we were already in the hole.
Tampa Housing Authority CEO Jerome Ryan said the chance of government funding staying put is also looking pretty grim.
But I think resources is a major, major issue. And the resources are going to get even more scarce. You know, we're looking at our own situation now collectively, you know, and dollars are being cut all over the place. That's a reality.
The issue of panhandling was not the discussion centerpiece, but some questioned its connection with homelessness. Officials from local homeless shelters stressed that they discourage the practice of panhandling. Ryan said a lot of the people he sees panhandling don't appear homeless.
I do think, though, that the panhandlers, and this is my own personal opinion, are taking advantage of the system. I really do. I think they're hustlers, and I think that they're developing. They got businesses out there, and I don't think a lot of them are pretty much homeless, to be quite honest with you, because I see some of the same people over and over and over again. And actually, I see some of them in places that I didn't think that they could afford to be, but they're there.
The council took no action today. At the suggestion of a member of the public who urged the council to ban panhandling, Councilmember Yvonne Capine suggested a temporary ban on weekdays so the city could study its effects, but no one seconded her motion. Council Chair Thomas Scott, who was running for mayor, said such a vote wouldn't be appropriate given the meeting was intended to address homelessness and not panhandling.
Again, I think it's important if this issue is going to be brought back, which is not what I understood today. This was strictly was to deal with the homelessness issue. And so I think if you're going to address the panhandling, that needs to be taken up by the full council.
There doesn't appear to be a new panhandling ban proposal on Tampa's horizon as of yet. As for today's meeting on the overarching issues of homelessness and poverty, Council Chair Scott said the city has its work cut out for itself.
The task is overwhelming. That there are a lot of people out there of all socioeconomic background that are hurting. I mean, we heard today we talked about school teachers, we talked about electrician, we talked about nurses' aides. I mean, so we're talking about all across the board, there are people that are economically strapped and having difficulty in terms of trying to find somewhere to live or be able to afford a living place.
Next Wednesday, the Hillsborough County Commission is slated to take up an ordinance banning all roadside solicitation throughout the county. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.